Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's check high school wrestling from last night. At Griswold last night, a four-team meet saw Red Oak beat Bedford Lennox 45-22. It was Red Oak over Griswold 59-9 and Red Oak downing Southwest Iowa 66-6. Bedford Lennox topping Griswold 41-18. Bedford Lennox beat Southwest Iowa 60-0 and Griswold over Southwest Iowa 42-9. Also at Southwest Valley High School last night. It was Southwest Valley downing AHSTW 42-38. Southwest Valley topping Audubon 56-16. It was AHSTW over Audubon 54-18. AHSTW beat West Central Valley 40-35. West Central Valley over Southwest Valley 48-33, and West Central Valley topping Audubon 57-21. Also at Abe Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs last night, Harlan picked up a 42-35 win over Abe Lincoln. Harlan beat Underwood 51-16. It was Abe Lincoln over Shenandoah 57-24. Abraham Lincoln over Underwood 54-29, and Underwood beat Shenandoah 36-30. At Trainer last night, Bishop Helan Catholic over Missouri Valley 37-29. It was Bishop Helan Catholic over Trainer 75-6. Missouri Valley beat Trainer 63-10. At North Polk High School, North Polk topping Nottoway Valley 57-16. Saydell beat Nottoway Valley 52-15. Van Meter Earlham over Nottoway Valley 57-6 in wrestling last night. The Atlantic boys basketball team had another slow start against Glenwood Tuesday night, but they were able to overcome it this time and knock off the second-ranked and previously undefeated Rams 59-41. Glenwood opened the game with an 8-0 run, and it would have been easy for Atlantic to think about the 18-4 first-quarter deficit they suffered in the December 12th loss to the Rams. This time, the Trojans were able to weather the storm and stay composed, and head coach Alan Jenkins was proud of how they responded.
Yeah, we were down 8-0. And the thought creeps into your mind, we need a timeout. But I didn't want our guys to think that I was panicked. And I was also comforted in the shots that we had gotten in that stretch of being down 8-0. We missed a couple right there in the lane. So we just we worked through that. We battled. And once we regained the lead or took the lead there in the second quarter, I think our guys confidence-wise understood that this was a game that they were in and a game that they were in control of.
The Trojans took their first lead of the game at 14-12 early in the second quarter and never trailed the rest of the way. Atlantic was up 22-14 at the half and pushed the lead to 10 at 38-28 by the end of the third quarter. It was another big win for the Trojans, beating the second top 10 opponent in as many weeks after handing Harlan their first loss of the year last week. Coach Jenkins talked about the outlook for his squad.
This team has a lot ahead of them now. We understand that we're right in the middle of this Hawkeye 10 race. This was the Hawkeye 10 game now. Us and Glenwood are co-leaders for a Hawkeye 10 title. And, as excited as we are tonight and as good a win as it is, we're going to really just go back to the drawing board tomorrow and get ready to go to Lewis Central.
Well, the game got a little strange in the fourth quarter with Glenwood being assessed four technical fouls down the stretch and tempers rising from coaches, players, and officials. Atlantic, for the most part, stayed out of the dust-ups, and Coach Jenkins liked their composure given the circumstances.
I thought our guys just kept composure with everything else that was going on. One of the things I'm most proud of is our guys have not had a technical foul in 5 years since I've been here. And I think that we just understand how important it is to not give in to the emotion of the game of basketball.
Austin Alexander led four Trojans in double figures with 19 points and had five assists. Scott Leonard had 14 points and eight rebounds. Chase Mullenix had 11 points, and Grant Podaisky finished with 10 points. Mullenix talked about what led to that win.
Yeah, we just kept our composure when things were getting out of hand a little bit, and I think that was a game changer in the game, and then knocking in our free throws.
Podaisky had a huge lift hitting two first-half buckets, and he talked about what changed for his team at the midway point of the season.
Yeah, the holiday break was really good for us, getting those practices, scrimmaging big schools that are better and taller than us. Really made us work on our emotion on offense, become more patient, and just play better defense. Also, when we started the season with our losses, it taught us how to lose, and it taught us what we need to fix. And I think when you start off like we did, you can improve a lot, and that's what we've been doing.
Atlantic improved to 7-4 with that win last night. Another boys basketball in the Hawkeye 10. It was Clarinda over Red Oak 59-51. Denison beat St. Albert 66-50. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 74-60. Gretna, Nebraska beat Lewis Central in overtime 67-63. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer over AHSTW 65-51. IKM Manning beat Audubon 53-32. Logan Magnolia over Griswold 60-24. Underwood beat Missouri Valley Valley 60-34, Tri-Center over Riverside 72-30. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Peyton Sherdan 64-51, Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 72-55, Bowyer Valley over Arweva 70-46, Glidden-Ralston beat Woodbine 61-59. In boys' corner conference play, it was East Mills over Fremont Mills 37-34, Stanton over Heartland Christian 104-55, Clarinda Academy beat Essex 58-24. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford over East Union 72-38, Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 60-38, and Mount Air over Southwest Valley 74-63. The Atlanta girls basketball team had an ice-cold shooting night from the field and suffered a 51-20 loss to Glenwood last night. Neither team could find the bottom of the bucket early, and it was just a 19-14 Glenwood lead at halftime. Atlantic only made 6 field goals on the night and ended with their lowest point output of the season. Mackenzie Waters was the top scorer with 6 points as Atlantic drops to 1-11 on the season. In other Hawkeye 10 girls hoops, it was Red Oak over Clarinda 75-28. Denison beat St. Albert 65-32. Kemper Catholic topping Harlan 61-37. Lewis Central over Bishop Heelan Catholic 48-29. Creston beat Knoxville 49-37. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Trainer over AHSTW 68-25. IKM Manning topping Audubon 61-27. Logan Magnolia beat Griswold 63-17. Underwood over Missouri Valley 82-35. And Tri-Center in overtime 43-39 over Riverside. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Peyton Sherdan 62-20. Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 61-41. Bowyer Valley over Arweva 56-49. Glidden-Ralston beat Woodbine 71-29. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over East Mills 43-31. Stanton beat Heartland Christian 43-36. Sydney over South Page 68-29. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford Girls over East Union 43-38. Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 41-13. Mount Air over Southwest Valley 71-65. In college hoops, a valiant effort by Iowa State came up short at 12th-ranked Kansas last night. The Jayhawks used a late 9-0 run to edge the Cyclones 83-78. Iowa State falls to 0-4 in the Big 12. Freshman Lindell Wigginton led the Cyclones with 27 points.
We feel like we could come in and beat them at home. But like I said, we didn't get it done tonight. I don't think we didn't execute down the stretch as good as we usually do or supposed to, and that cost us the game.
Cyclones committed 17 turnovers, including 3 in the final 2 minutes when the game was on the line.
At the end of the game, when you watch this tape on the plane ride home, live ball turnovers are just going to absolutely suck the life out of you, and you just can't give up live ball turnovers up here. Too many turnovers down the stretch, the pace kind of slowed down, and we just didn't have the movement we had during the stretch where we really were playing well.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says despite the 0-4 start in league play, the Cyclones are making progress. Also in top 25 college hoops last night, number 25 Creighton over Butler 85-74. Other top 25 winners include number 2 West Virginia, number 3 Virginia, number 5 Purdue, 9th-ranked Oklahoma, 20th-ranked North Carolina, number 21 Kentucky, number 22 Auburn, and number 24 Tennessee, all winners last night. 13th-ranked Seton Hall was beaten by Marquette. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.